Were you liberated by soldiers, like Allied forces who came into the camp?
Oh, yeah, the Americans.
Americans came in.
That was neat.
Because I can only imagine, like, the emotion that it must have been to see people coming to help.
I can't tell you in detail. What happened is, close to the end, we didn't know it was close to the end then, they started marching people out of camp.
Mm-hmm.
And on April 10th, they started marching us out. You know, I was in a kinder's block, in a children's block. And that was the very last block in Buchovar that was marched out.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got almost to the exit gate, the sirens went on. That meant bombers are nearby. You know, the Americans came to bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the sirens went on, we started running.
Just ran.
And then we just ran all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And when the raid was over, it was too late for us to march out, so we went back to our barracks.
Mm-hmm.
And that night, the head of the barrack, he told us, he says, listen, guys, the same thing is going to happen tomorrow. They're going to try to march you out. Do yourselves a big favor. No matter what they do, if they shoot you, fine, but do not march out of camp. So that's exactly what happened the following day.
Mm-hmm.
They started marching us out. We were very close to the door, and then everybody sat down.
Mm-hmm.
They started hitting, shooting, sending dogs. Nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
We just laid there, played dead. And the next thing you know, there is a soldier coming up, and he has a different uniform, and he spoke Yiddish. He mm-hmm. says, I'm an American, and you are free. That's what happened on April 11th, 1945.
Mm-hmm.